Yes.
All right, let me get the agenda here on my screen. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. I'm counting heads. I think we have enough people here. Okay. So I'm going to call the OCWD's Administration and Finance Issues Committee meeting to order. And today is November 9th, 2023, 12 noon. And Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Present.
Director Nguyen. Director Amezcua. Director Meeks. Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Bilodeau. Director Sheldon. Director Tran.
Here.
Director Green.
Yes.
You do have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. Do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Any visitors' participation?
Don't see any.
Didn't see any. Okay, good. So first up, we have the consent calendar. It consists of items 1 through 5. Anyone has any questions or wish to pull any items?
Move the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Director Green and seconded by Director Whitaker. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
But that one works out.
All right, thank you. Let's go to item number 6. That's budget to actual report for first quarter fiscal year 23-24. Mr. General Manager.
I'll have Randy introduce the item.
Sure. This is budget to actual for the first quarter fiscal 23-24. With that, Mr. Chou will be giving a short presentation on the subject.
Good afternoon, members of the committee and everybody in the meeting. Presenting our operations budget versus actual for the first quarter in the new fiscal year 23-24, ending September 30th of 2023. Our first slide here is our operating expenses in summary. And our total revised annual budget in total for the year, we're at $169 million. And our quarter to date budget for the first 3 months is about a little less than $45 million. And our actual came in for the first 3 months at about $40 million, resulting in about less than $5 million lower than planned. Just to summarize and go over our categories, the first one is our general fund account, which is our 21 departments. And our department expenses were lower, about $1.1 million for the first 3 months. Our expenses were lower primarily in our public affairs department, our health and regulatory department, and our hydrogeology departments. And I'll go into further details later on the presentation. Our debt service were about $1.2 million less than planned for the first 3 months. And our debt service, we have our variable rate debt of the interest. We have that budgeted at 4% this year. And on average for the first 3 months, the interest on the variable rate debt was about 2.13%. So that resulted in a lower than planned for the first 3 months. Our replacement and refurbishments were about $1.5 million less than planned. And about $900,000 of this variance, we have it budgeted in this quarter for our Santiago pump repair station. And for the first 3 months, we had no expenses for that project. Our next slide. Thank you. This is our general fund for our 21 departments where we saw the 1.1 lower than planned in total. I highlighted 3 of the majority of the departments that were lower this quarter. Our first one is our public affairs department. It was about $136,000 less than planned. And about $70,000 of this is primarily due to public events that happen later in the fiscal year, such as a children's water festival. So we'll see those expenses trend in later in the year. Our health and regulatory were about $120,000 less than planned. And this is primarily due to our professional services and consultants that yet we haven't had their services rendered or occurred yet in the first 3 months. So we have a lower than planned. And hydrogeology is about $223,000 less than planned. And these are just lower expenses and our professional services related to legal and engineering. That's about $200,000 less than planned in the first 3 months. And then we have our next 18 slides, which will actually detail each department and expenditure. That's primarily for your review. That pretty much concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Ochoa. Any questions for Ms. Ochoa?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I have something.
Yes, you have the floor, please.
Thanks. I was ready to chair a reduction in anticipated expenses in these inflationary times. It sounds like as you were going through this, it's largely a matter of timing.
Correct. Typically, we see some of these expenses later in the fiscal year as services are rendered, expenses are incurred.
Sounded like a true lower expense on the legal side with hydrogeology. Is that? That's all. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I think the one to pay particular attention to is Mayhole's water production deficit.
Yeah,
that's the big one. So we're in pretty good shape with that right now, and we would hope that we'd be able to maintain that as. Committee recalls we had quite an increase in chemical costs. We had an increase in electrical costs. So hopefully those will remain stable this year as we've budgeted. And so far they have remained stable.
Yeah, zero variance for water production.
Yes, it does appear that is right on target with zero variance. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Director Whitaker, for your comment. Any other comments or questions?
Yeah, I got a question, Chair, if I may. With all the departments that we have, based on the figures or the dollar amounts that you have provided to date, are there any, for lack of a better term, any red flags or any forecasts on which we go out of variance based on last year's projections or last year's numbers that you see? Overall,
I would say no.
No, yeah, not at this point. What about travel expenses? Or has that been different? That went up.
It did last year, and I think that was coming out of COVID. We probably didn't adjust that budget to the proper level. I think also what's happening and what we have to be careful for when we're budgeting next year is we are getting a lot of requests to go to conferences or just to send individuals to conferences to present on different topics. So we'll have to take a careful look, I think, this coming budget year to make sure that we try to adequately budget those areas.
You referring to staff or boards?
Yes, no, the board members are very good as far as maintaining their budget or travel, being within their budget. So
it'll change in 2 years.
Right now, a lot of Director Green's travel is paid by Aquas, so we don't have to. That doesn't affect the budget at all.
You mentioned recent international travel is often covered, right?
It is.
That's not a factor.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, if there were any international travel that was not covered, we would bring that to the board for its approval, but we certainly would not.
Okay, Director Tran, you good?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your question and comment. And I did notice that, I know we're on item six, but yes, in item four that there is a sizable variance, right, Mike, in regard to travel expense. But you did explain that it's because coming out of COVID and a lot of that additional travel was not anticipated. like our staff getting invited to conferences and you know, a sort of unanticipated travel initially. Hey, can you hear me? Looks like I'm stuck here.
I can hear you, Roger.
Director, yeah, this is Bruce. It could be there's an issue with the network in the office. And I'll check on that. Do you hear me?
Looks like he logged off and he's going to log back on.
Director Milito, this is Bruce. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Okay, it may be an office. It may be an issue. There he goes. He's back.
It must be an issue in the office.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Mike was talking and then. So.
Director, yo, this is Bruce. It may be an issue in the office. I'm remote, but let me check with the staff.
Oh, it's on their end. Okay. Are we back online? Yeah, C2 is muted.
Okay. Hear us now?
Can you hear us, Roger?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. We're back.
Yep. Okay.
All right, so yeah, Mike, you were talking and then the screen just froze. We were talking about the unanticipated travel from coming out of COVID, right? And I hope we budgeted a little bit better for this year.
Yeah, as I mentioned, we're gonna take a careful look at that this year, make sure that we adequately budget.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other questions or comments for Ms. Ochoa?
I do have a question, if I may.
Yes, please.
Maybe for our CFO as well. Overall, I know that there are other pots of money, reserves, discretionary, or what have you. How much do we have right now in terms of or discretionary fund, if we have one, I don't know, or other types of funds that we can tap into if we need to on a rainy day.
So at the end of October, we had about $280 million in total reserves. That can be moved around at worst discretion. We're going through that rather quickly these days with PFAS. But we can run some of those reserves.
Do we have a penny cash fund or a discretionary fund? However you name it.
We have what we call an operating reserve and an operating fund, and that's kind of what we use for cash flow needs outside of kind of the designated funds.
So we have over 280 million.
Of course, that'll be spent down until our next RA collection at the end of January.
Okay. The majority of that fund is in probably the R&R fund refurbishment replacement. So right now in the R&R fund, we set that money aside so that when a piece of equipment fails or needs to be replaced, we have money on hand to be able to fix it. So that's a rather large number right now.
About a third of that 280, as Mike mentioned, is in our R&R fund.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Director Tran. Any other questions or comments? So I have a quick question, Randy. The summary table, the colorful one, regarding debt services, Looks like we have a positive variance of 1.1 million, and you provide an explanation below. Do you anticipate that variance, a positive variance, to maintain, or what do you see? What's your crystal ball?
It has been dropping a little bit, our variable rates. We did pay down our commercial paper, our taxable commercial paper, which helped take that variance positive. So that was a good move in July. Where rates are going, the Fed held rates, so that helped.
Most of our debt isn't fixed rate. The variable debt that we carry, I think, mainly is still that $80 million swap that we have. And that swap, though, has a kind of a fixed component, or will never get more than 3.14%. Is that correct?
That's right.
3.14, that's pile.
Exactly.
I'm going, no, that can't be a coincidence. How much outstanding variable debt do we have? It's not much more than $80 million to swap.
So we have $130 in variable rate debt, and we've swapped 80 of that to a fixed rate, as Mike said. And then commercial paper outstanding right now is $13 million. So that's our variable component.
And what are we paying on that currently?
Which one?
The $13
million. The $13 million we're paying a little over 3%.
So we carry the swap for a long time, right? Is it finally coming out in our favor?
It's pretty close to a break even at this point. It's, I believe, about $3 million in Citi's favor at the end of October.
Okay. Got it. All right. Thank you. Yes, if there are no other questions or comments, I would entertain a motion.
Yeah, you can.
I'm sorry.
I'll move approval.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
That motion passes with 5 yes votes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Randy and Melissa. Let's go to item number 7, which is the monthly cash disbursements report.
The information is contained within the packet, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, so let's see here. It looks like I would recommend items 1 through 7 to be agendized on the consent calendar for November 15th board meeting. Okay.
Pretty good.
All right. Thank you. Any director's announcements or reports? Okay. Seeing none. General manager?
Nothing to report.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful long weekend. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you.